Those two Jeffs, every word that came out of their mouths, I was just speechless, crying. It was just something so precious, isn't it? When you have that real, authentic, vulnerable sharing with us. And so I have taken that theme of what they were sharing with us. I have two questions I'm going to ask Cryon based on this morning's sharings. So,
in addition, you all heard these gentlemen, maybe for the first time, maybe there are some of you who knew them. I was only told, you got to have them. You have to hear the story, and you have to hear the heartwarming remarks and how they've handled life. But the synchronicity of them both together in the hospital and all, it's just, you can't write a novel like that. It's just, it's beyond that. I was absolutely enthralled. This is what I wanted. I wanted to share that with you. And I can understand why they would be so needed in the conference Helping Parents Heal. Can you imagine what that would do for this group? And they continue. And then, of course, the things continue to happen in their lives. So it's not a story about something 28 years ago, something maybe even 18 months ago. So a great big thanks to both of them. And then to hear that they don't normally go for 2 hours, they loved it. So thank you again for being willing to receive that.
I also loved that it was the nurse that made Jeffrey go into theirs. Like, you know, this is what happens with women. It's like, I'm not doing this. Yes, you are.
I like it. I don't like it when you take my arm. It means something's coming. You
know? He's used. You're used to it now, though, aren't you?
Sure.
Well, let us be in that place where we can receive not just the energy of love, but the buzzing of whatever that is. We're going to receive that too.
There's a friendly fly, and every once in a while, it buzzes in appreciation. I hear all through the you'll hear it again.
I like
it's
that.
It's our friendly auditorium fly.
That's because we've got frogs.
Oh, that's it. There's a frog.
That's why it's buzzing. Okay, enough with the corny jokes. Oh, goodness. I invite you to close your eyes and focus on the area of your heart. For your heart is the engine of love. Your heart is the engine of compassion. This engine of love and compassion, it can be a catalyst for those around you. Those who came before us spoke of this love, and it changed their perception, their lens of how they viewed things. In the softness of love and compassion, let's just allow the energy of that to permeate ourselves, to remind us that the only emotion that is real is love. Love is from home. Home is what we can go to right now, even though we are here on earth. And to help us connect in with the energy of home, let us invite Cryon to come forward with another message that connects us to the energy of home.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. 5 years ago, when what you would call COVID began, is when the online experience started, a total, complete shift of the way I would present Cryon to others. And in that, I told my partner, do something that you had never done before and call it the Circle of 12. It didn't really have anything to do with 12 anythings. It reflected instead the sacred structure of the universe, which is all 12-based. Everywhere you look, there's 12s. And so it really was a metaphor of stepping into another dimension. The Circle of 12 has been done over 230 times now, 5 years. And it's all about one thing. It is a metaphor for taking in a metaphysical way any consciousness who wants to across a bridge. A visualization across a bridge from something known to something unknown. And through all of this time, it has become more obvious to those who participate every single week that this is a trip into your soul. But it's not really a trip at all. It is only a change of dimensions. This is so difficult to explain to a human consciousness because you only really have one model, your dimension. The dimensionality that you live in is definitely yours. It belongs to you. You're born in it. You pass away in it. And all that's in between is part of it. So if you are be told that there are other things possible, other dimensions that are there, you would say, show me. And that's where it becomes more difficult than ever, moving out of the dimension that you were born in, that you were trained in, that you had spiritual experiences in, that healing's in, all that, to go to another one. What is in another one? And I'll tell you the answer, everything. What you have in this dimension is incredibly limited. The metaphor we have used before so many times is this: you are in black and white, and the other dimensions are in color. Not only that, the dimensionality that you walk and play in and live in and live and die in, you might say, all of that is only single digit. You're in four. Can you imagine what 11 might look like? And then we step in as the physicists training and say there is no such thing as 11. Because when you get out of the linear ones, out of four, you cannot be linear anymore. And remember, linearity is counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So when you get out of four, it isn't five. Is that confusing? It is something else. It is not linear. It is not understandable. It doesn't make sense. And that's most of the universe. And here you are in four. And that is going to play very highly into the answers to the questions of today. So the Circle of 12 was almost an introduction to a weekly experience where you could go to a safe place, which was home, your soul. And every single week you would go there and see something else, or perhaps discover other things, or be trained in certain ways. That part is very real. And there will come a day, dear ones, where dimensionality will not be a limitation. Because after all, it's only physics. And when you start understanding how to use physics, not to bend the rules, but to use the rules, in order to create the kinds of things that the energy you call consciousness can create, that's when you will have a total different world. But for now, you are where you are, in the middle of something that was predicted for the entire time I've been here, the shift. A difficult time where you are you ready? Changing dimensions. You have the next one starting to sit upon you, and it is not five. Feel free to call it five, because sometimes that's the only thing you can do. That is what makes sense, what comes after four. But it really isn't five. It's a kind of a soup, you might say, of dimensional knowingness that starts to promote something that you've only heard that God can do. The oneness of all things, the timelessness, lack of linearity, and the ability to even sense what's coming in what you call time, which really is only a construct for the four that you live in. So that is the setup, you might say, for the questions of today.
D. Cryon, what can you tell us about our loved ones who are on the other side of the veil?
I'd love to send you pictures to each one of you. God is love. God is love. Love truly is the soup of the universe. The Creator has only love. Let me ask a question. Can you imagine being perhaps the Creator? What system in pure love would you give to the children of God, the souls that you put together, the trillions? What system would you give them that was the greatest love of all? Would it be dysfunctional? Would you do that? Mom, Dad, especially Mom, you remember when you first looked at your child, when you first got a real glimpse of it, when he or she opened her eyes and you wanted to look and say, "Welcome to Earth." Let me ask you, at that moment, what would you wish for that baby, for the rest of their lives? Would you give them a set of rules that they better behave or else? Would you give them dysfunction? Would you give them torture or death? I don't have to answer that. Do you think God would do anything less than that? God is love. All of you, right now, sitting here, are an extension, a passing extension, an expression of your soul. Your soul, where is it? I'll tell you in a moment. And that then plays into the answer to this question. Where are your loved ones? And the answer I'm going to give you is absolute truth, ringing with love. Just, you can hear the bells ringing with the truth and the purity of this answer. Where are your loved ones? They're all here. They're not over there. There is no over there, dear ones. They're all here. Every single one. And in that knowledge, the only question then is, how can I get to them? How can I talk to them? What is happening that they seem to be so far away? But the first premise is they didn't go anywhere. They simply changed dimensions. You think that death is something that would be permanent, it would be the loss of the life functions on the planet. Death only is an exchange of energy in a way that changes dimensions and then violates the definition of life that you have for humans. That's all it is. Consciousness continues. consciousness is energy. And the divinity of your consciousness that we have talked about before continues instantly, immediately. Even after your last breath, it simply changes dimension. I do not wish to cast dispersions over what you've been taught or what you think. But have you ever been with a group of children when they would ask you questions, and the questions would be simple, perhaps silly, because they didn't understand anything. And they were difficult to answer because they didn't have the maturity to understand mature answers. And so the adults would sit around and they would say, well, isn't that cute because little Johnny asked this or Sally asked this? Because they don't understand yet. They just don't understand yet. On this earth right now, you are experiencing a shift of consciousness from children to adults. Your children here asking ridiculous questions about things that you don't understand. So you make up the answers. And sometimes it's mythology. Sometimes it's just what humans think. That's what God thinks. And you do it over and over and over. So what you have done is to create an idea of a creator in the sky that looks down on you and keeps score. You going to do that to your child? Is that what you want for your child laying there, the first thing? Better be good, I'm going to keep score. No, you're going to love that child no matter what. No matter what. And that's the way spirit is with you. You see, God knows your name. And so the idea that there would be wars in heaven, can you imagine? Wars in heaven. Does that sound like a human construct or a God construct? And that there would be fallen angels, and the ones who fell, of course, they got red somehow. They got tails and all. And they're going to show up and torture you if you don't do things right. Oh, beware, by the way, when they'll say that when you die, that soul of yours, whatever it is, whatever they think of it is, that isn't really here, it's over there, somehow it's going to get stuck. You better have some ceremonies to unstick those souls. These are children's stories about what children make up and think. That's what it is. You have children consciousness that's spiritual at the moment. You haven't got a clue. But you're beginning to see it. Two men sat here a moment ago. They tried to show you what it was. They wanted to give you their personal experiences because they were able to see it and feel it. And if you had one takeaway from them, they would say, things are not always as they seem. The children's stories have God being one with human consciousness. That's the children's story. You make God a human, and then that particular attribute of humanism is the one that punishes and is angry and... It's not that way. So one of the first things I would tell you is something I sat in the chair yesterday and said, forget everything anyone has ever told you. Your loved ones are here. In a couple of days, we're going to do something which I created 2 years ago called the Green Mist. And one of the things that's going to happen is I'm going to invite all of them in. And some of you will know I'm right. They're here. What makes this so difficult is that the dimensional membrane, if you want to call it, is not a permeable membrane. In other words, you can't see through it, you can't get through it, you can't reach through it very easily. Because older consciousness, the consciousness of children, cannot reach into a mature place and gather wisdom that they cannot understand. That is changing. Are you with me? That is changing. And boy, is it changing. And what it means is that you, if you start understanding what is now real and unreal, what is real is a new kind of truth, a bigger truth that you were ever told. Where does the soul go when it passes over? Does it go to the other side? There is no other side. Does it go beyond the veil? There is no veil. It passes into a higher dimensionality, and where is that? It sits where yours does. They're all still here. Some of you, after they pass, you'll swear you got a glimpse of them out of your eye going into the other room. Sometimes you'll smell them. Those of you who have had partners that you've lost, you know the smell of the partner in a very good, beautiful way, and you'll have that come to you. Do you know what that is? That's them trying to get through the barrier, a barrier that you set up with a child's consciousness. So what is starting to occur on this planet now is maturity. To think beyond anything you were ever told, to allow something that is spectacular, being able to stay with the ones you've loved and lost, not in 3D, but in such a way that you can talk to them daily, feel them, they can give you signs, sometimes symbols. Don't be so linear. Even metaphysical people, they have these silly children's objectives, and they say, okay, I know all of that, thank you, we know all of that, but you know, I had this loved one pass, and I know the system, I've been told they're reincarnated and they're back on the earth, so they can't be in heaven anymore, and I'm going to lose them because they're over there now reincarnated. And you say, really? You got this figured out, don't you? Let me ask you something. How many of you have to stand in line and take a number for a prayer to God? And the answer is, well, I don't. I can pray. So how does that work when a trillion other people are praying? Well, God can do all these things at once, can be many places, and you're right. Do you understand that? And the answer is no. I want to get you used to something. A soul is not what you think. A soul is a piece of God. And if you start understanding that, you will not put children's consciousness restrictions because you were told one thing or because you can't count to five. It's much bigger than that. Love is bigger than you think. What if they've always tried to get through? But because of the children's consciousness of what you think is possible or not, they can't get there. This is starting to change. Some of you, even after this conference, are going to start thinking differently about those you've loved and lost. And you turn grief into joy, knowing that the consciousness never left. The body, it did, but the love, the experiences, and the connection is still there. They're all still here.
Dear Kryon, why do some people see, feel, or sense their loved ones who have passed, and there are others who do not?
It has completely to do with the level of allowance. It also has to do with the level of emotions as barriers you have put between you and those you've lost. If you're grieving, did you know that's a barrier? It's a barrier. Let's say you've lost somebody you really cherish. It was too young, they left. And you're grieving over them. Grief is an energy, and it's filled with darkness. It truly is. It's a grieving for situations, feeling sorry for yourself. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because they're not there anymore. As was stated on this very stage, they're in a wonderful state of joy, standing next to you, tapping on you, and say, if you'll stop grieving, I can get in. Did you know that? Are you aware of the emotional barriers that you as humans put right on you, that dimension? Fear, grief, so many of those things, that's the stopper. When you start turning it around in your mind and saying, what a joyful life they had. They're still around. I wish they would come to me. I will stop grieving for a moment and just think of them as still here. And then suddenly they are. You'll start getting signs. You'll start getting the ones that say, mom, dad, friend, spouse, whatever. I'm here to help you through this. That's what I am. It is so real. It is so palpable that some who have gone through this and figured it out are now actually joyful and smiling when they think of the event. Not the actual event that took their life, perhaps, or their last breath, but the event of the passing, and that they're still here, and that they're still on the other side, and they're still tapping you and saying, I love you. Look here. Look at me. 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 How much energy and emotion are you going to put up as a wall to stop that? I'm sorry if this offends you, but I just gave you one of the biggest truths of all. They're still here. I couldn't give you a more true and pure message than that than I've ever given on any stage. And they'll never leave. And here is the thing that you may not know. There is an agreement between souls that decide to become humans and have expressions on this earth. I wish you could tell this to your children who perhaps are spiritual and look them in the eye right now and say, my soul has an agreement with you that I will be with you till your last breath. My mom and my dad had the same with me. We'll never leave you. We'll always be inside you. And I want you to find us there when we're gone. That's what love is. That's what love is. And so it is.